You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government is providing an extra $48.1 million for a national mental health and wellbeing plan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the plan will help shape efforts as the focus now turns to recovery.
It has been a very difficult time. Australians are hurting right here and right now, as we were reminded so terribly yesterday, with almost 600,000 people having lost jobs. And it has been a national cabinet that has been very aware of these impacts. And they have made difficult decisions together to protect the health of Australians, but also to protect the livelihoods of Australians as well.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the plan will cover research and real-time data, which will be important if there's any sudden increase in suicides. There'll be money spent on mental health messaging, and they'll be focusing on helping people considered particularly vulnerable.
There's $29.5 million for investment in outreach to vulnerable communities, in particular the elderly, people from non-English speaking backgrounds, Indigenous Australians and those who have pre-existing mental health conditions.
Mr Hunt says data from Queensland, Victoria and Tasmania indicate no known increase in suicide rates since the start of the year. National Mental Health Commissioner and Suicide Prevention Advisor to the Prime Minister, Christine Morgan, says that's encouraging.
We need to not only keep doing what we're doing, but make sure we accelerate it and embed it. And what are we doing and what are we trying to do is stay connected. Because if you are connected with people, you have hope. And hope is what we all need.
An aged care residence in the central Queensland city of Rockhampton is in lockdown after a nurse tested positive to COVID-19. Health Minister Steve Miles says there's been a rapid response to try to protect the home's 100 residents.
The result from that test was confirmed at 8 p.m. last night, and the health service, along with the Department of Health, Queensland Health, have responded very rapidly overnight. They have sent a rapid response team from Brisbane. They are working to quarantine any staff and residents who may be contacts of that individual. The centre is currently locked down and the staff any staff in contact are in quarantine and have been tested.
A worker at another McDonald's restaurant in Melbourne has tested positive, forcing the outlet at Craigieburn to close. The employee is a relative of a worker at the McDonald's store in Fawkner that's had a cluster of cases. Victoria has recorded a total of 20 new cases. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has made particular mention of public transport as lockdown conditions are eased in the state. She says people must avoid it during peak hours.
We don't want any more people at this stage catching public transport in the peak. Do not use public transport. If you're not already on the bus or the train in the morning, do not catch public transport in the peak. And I stress that strongly, because we know overseas public transport, unfortunately, was the main reason why the disease spread. At this stage, we are maintaining good social distancing, but we're going to be very strict about that.
The Tasmanian government says it will bring forward infrastructure projects to try to stimulate its economy. Premier Peter Gutwin says the state is facing an economic crisis.
During this time of recovery and rebuild, we'll also be backing business to do what they do best, investing, innovating, and most importantly, employing their fellow Tasmanians. Our state's traditional strengths haven't gone away, nor have the areas that we've seen significant growth in recently. So as part of our plan to rebuild Tasmania, we'll focus on our strengths in sectors that underpin our economy.
The state's next budget is due in November. And Aussie rules fans now have a date to look forward to, with the men's competition set to resume on Thursday, June 11. AFL was suspended in March after just one round. The four clubs from Western Australia and South Australia will relocate to a quarantine hub on Queensland's Gold Coast. Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan has thanked the Queensland government for coming up with protocols which will allow players to be with their family members.
The detail will be played out, but the point about is, you know, we've been I think there's been discussion about players being on their own, or are they able to bring partners and families? We've facilitated that the players can bring families, they'll be worked through the clubs, and then ultimately they'll be governed by the same protocols that have been established with the Queensland Government.
Australia still has comparatively low case numbers compared with many other countries. Australia now has just over 7,000 cases, with 50 people in hospital and 12 on ventilators. There's been a total of 98 deaths. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.